There's another important group of people closely watching the U.S. presidential campaign, even though they can't vote here, Canadians. And yes, the race for the White House is serious business, but that doesn't mean you can't have a little fun with it. Take this video announcing that Canada, the entire country, is running for U.S. president and making big promises.
How will we make America better? We'll open one free daycare for every closed Planned Parenthood clinic. We'll legalize weed so you can stop worrying about terrorists and start worrying about your cat stealing your ideas. Look, we know America is a great country. We just want to help you make it good again.
Yeah, my cat just stole my idea. The CBC's Laura Lynch has been following the race and joins us from the Spiritual Center of Canada, Toronto. We're still in this very un-Canadian phase, Laura, of the primaries, but Canadians care all the same?
Oh, of course. We are always paying attention to what goes on down there. Even if it wasn't this particular race, we care about what goes on in American politics because it affects us. But this year, I mean, given the characters and the candidates and the statements going on south of the border, you just can't take your eyes off of it. It's just unbelievable. Every single day there seems to be something coming out that just begs for parody or fun poking or something. And you know what? How often do you get the chance to do that?
Yeah, I could make an educated guess, but tell us, what candidates are getting the bulk of the attention up there?
There's this guy, what's his name again? Donald Trump, yeah. He gets a lot of the attention from up here. It started as recently as a few months ago when he started making the statements about not letting any Muslims into the country and criticizing Canada for its stance on allowing in Syrian refugees. And while people would poke fun at him, there were also some serious efforts to strip his name from the Trump Towers that are here in Toronto and in Vancouver. Nothing much came of it, but he sure got people's attention, and it's carried on from there.
Who else are the Canadians following?
Okay, a couple of others. Ted Cruz, mostly because we can claim him as our own, even though he's renounced his Canadian citizenship. He is one of us. He was born in Calgary. And if you go to a website called tedcruzforamerica.com, it will direct you to a Government of Canada website. Of course, it's not his website, but you can see all about us and what makes us so great. And the other one I think that gets a lot of attention is Bernie Sanders, because people think of him as, you know, he's pretty much Canadian anyway. He's from Vermont.
Right.
And a lot of people suggest that Canada really only recently elected a handsome Bernie Sanders for prime minister. So there is a lot of interest in his campaign as it goes forward. He a lot of what he suggests is, in fact, Canadian in terms of single-payer healthcare coverage and that sort of thing. So he's not that radical for us.
In all the kind of humor, I'm sensing kind of an underlying Canadian fear, as if Canada is wondering collectively, really?
Yeah, I think that's true. And I don't think Canada is alone in that. I think the rest of the world is saying that same thing, especially when it comes to the musings of Donald Trump on the hustings. We perhaps care about it more than most because we have such a close relationship with our neighbors to the south. And what you decide as a nation affects us so profoundly that we feel invested in this.
A lot of people are wondering if Bernie Sanders could ever really be elected president, given that he is, as you say, basically Canadian in his views. What does Canada want out of a U.S. president?
Well, I don't think that Canadians necessarily want to have someone who is Canadian, but I think they would like to see a leader who is willing to work with the rest of the world, who is outward looking, who doesn't deride or denounce other nations' views, and can be a cooperative partner instead of somebody who is engaged in confrontation all the time. We do understand that we look to the United States to protect a great deal of the world, and we're cognizant of that, but you know, play ball with everybody and don't pretend like you can do everything on your own without regard to the rest of the nations in this world. It's not an attractive quality.
You're basically saying that Canada doesn't want to be in the position where the United States is wearing the T-shirt that says stupid and Canada's wearing the T-shirt that says I'm with stupid.
You said that, Marco, not me.
And what will it take to get Canadians to stop gaping at American elections like they're train wrecks?
Not going to happen. We cannot help it. We have to be watching. I mean, we certainly watched in 2012. And look at what happened then. You had Sarah Palin. You cannot help it. You have to watch. You just cannot look away. And gee, it's entertaining. And I dare say this is not a terribly attractive quality. It makes us feel rather smug and superior when we see those kinds of things going on.
Well, enjoy it. The CBC's Laura Lynch in Toronto. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.